96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, with tonight's play-by-play action, here is Wade Gershner.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. And welcome to White Auditorium in Emporia, host of the Class 5A State Basketball Tournament. Today, the number one girls team in the state in Class 5A, the undefeated 22-0 Seaman Lady Vikings, put their 28-game winning streak on the line and begins defense of their 5A state title from a year ago. Their first-round opponent is a familiar one, as Seaman will face the 18-4 Piper Lady Pirates, a league rival for the third time this season. Seaman won their first two matchups by a combined 3 points. Back in the season opener in December, the Vikings went to Piper and edged the Pirates 69-67. And then just 15 days ago, the Vikings' perfect season was in serious peril. But Maddie Gregg grabbed an offensive rebound, hit the stick back for the game winner at the buzzer to defeat Piper 48-47 in Topeka to keep their perfect season alive, and with that victory clinched their third straight UKC league title. So even though this is a 2-seed in Seaman facing a 7-seed in Piper, this is far from a cakewalk for the Lady Vikings as they continue their quest for back-to-back state championships. When we'll return, I'll be joined by Seaman Lady Vikings head coach Matt Tinsley. This is state basketball from Emporia on 96.9 The Pulse and the free MSC Radio app.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Welcome back to our pregame coverage, state basketball 5A state tournament. Seaman taking on Piper today in the first round of competition, and they are the defending 5A state champs, and here to talk about this matchup and look back on how Seaman got to state for the third consecutive year and for the sixth time in 8 years is head coach Matt Tinsley. Coach, quite a bit of success. We mentioned just a moment ago, six appearances in 8 years, three straight appearances. What makes this program so special and so successful on a consistent basis?
Well, it's definitely the people. You know, my assistant coaches, my staff, you know, Steve Darting was my high school basketball coach, and Steve Alexander was the head coach here for 24 years and has been with me now for eight years. Aubrey Taylor is a former Seaman graduate and All-American at Baker. And Dan Ruda, he and I coached together at the middle school here. So we kind of came up together. And the people and then the players. You have to have the players, and the kids have to buy into the role. And the kids have relished in their roles. They know what they need to do to help our team win. And it's always been about a team-first mentality here. And what can I do to help our team have success?
Tell us about the leadership on this team. You have four seniors, and they all start.
They're great. You know, this is their third straight state tournament appearance. They've won over 80 games in their career. You know, and we told the girls after the season, you know, down the road, whether it's 5 months or 5 years or 15 years, you're going to look back on your high school days and say, you know, we accomplished something special. Making the state tournament alone is a great accomplishment. Obviously, you know, we want to go down to win, want to go down and play well. But these girls have really carried on the tradition and what it means to play here.
Certainly, your fans have been spoiled a little bit because state volleyball championship a year ago, this year, all the way back, and ended up just being one win short of going back-to-back there. Basketball state champs last year, and now you're undefeated this year and trying to go back-to-back. Talk about how the success of the school and the programs has created kind of a culture that each and every year it's something to aspire to.
It really is. The volleyball coach and I are good friends, and we had talked, you know, years ago, saying all we need to do is one of us crack at once, you know, just so the kids can see that they can do it. We knew we had the talent, and we know we have the kids that work hard and they realize, things are going to come easy. We have to go out and pursue it and go out and get it. And that's been my attitude this year. I told the girls on the first day of practice, this is the most important season you're going to play in this year, and this is the most important season I'm going to coach in. Yes, obviously, we had a theme, run it back. If you're a competitor, that's what you want. But also we want to enjoy the moment too, and hopefully the girls have enjoyed the journey along the way as well.
Now, along that journey, you are undefeated, and you play a Piper team who you beat by 2 to start the year, and a team that you beat on the buzzer beater here very recently, a few weeks ago, actually not even a few weeks ago, with a crazy pinball of a basketball, and Matty Gregg hit the game winner. Was that one of the goals for you, besides, running it back, was to go undefeated, or is it just a byproduct of your success and how hard they've worked?
Yeah, we have not talked about going undefeated at once this year. I think we don't put a limit on wins, and I think really, are we better today? That's our main goal. Do we get better today? Are we going in the right direction? That's been our approach, every practice, every game. And I think things kind of take care of them of themselves when you do it that way. We didn't talk about going undefeated. It's always, can you make the person next to you better? Are you going to, continue to do what you do to help our team win? And that may mean you sacrificing some points, or maybe some minutes. But if it's good for the team, then it's good.
When we return on our pregame show, Coach Tinsley will help us preview the opponent today in the first round of Class 5A, the Piper Pirates. This is high school state basketball on 96.9 The Pulse.
Meet Jennifer Kermis, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermis, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
the new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Welcome back to our pregame show here on 96.9 The Pulse. I'm joined again by the head coach of the Seaman Lady Vikings, the defending 5A state champs, opening up defense of their 5A title today in the first round of the state tournament in Emporia against the Piper Pirates. Matt Tinsley is with me again. And coach, how valuable is experience when it comes to state tournament basketball?
Experience is a good teacher. It's you get the test first, then you get the lesson after. Yeah. Those girls were freshmen or seniors now, lost in the sub-state final to a good Andover Central team that had some Division I players. Said, hey, what is delayed is not denied. We need to take the next step the next year. And we did. We made it to the state tournament, and we got beat by a really good St. James team. Okay, we took this step. Now we're ready to take the next step. And obviously we won last year, so I definitely think we can fall back on that experience. We've been there. We know what it's like to put that jersey on, to be introduced to the state tournament. But really what it comes down to is the rectangle, the court, going out and playing our game. We don't need to change who we are. We know what it takes to be successful. We don't need to reinvent ourselves. Playing a good Piper team for the third time in a row, we've had a couple close games with them, so we're definitely familiar with each other. But my talk today in practice is we're 0-0. Everybody in the tournament is 0-0. Everybody has a chance to win it. Let's just go be ourselves and have fun.
Is there a relief when you get back?
There was a relief winning the sub-state game last week. Yeah, I feel like we can relax. There's just so much on the line with that game. Yeah. It's win or your season's done type of thing, where I think that's the hardest game to coach in. There's a lot of joy making to the state tournament, and really that's what we want to focus on. We don't want to put any added pressure on ourselves to go out there and feel like, we have to perform, because then you're going to be tight. We just want to kind of lose ourselves in the moment of the game.
Now, Bill Self's talked about that many times, that the elite game is the toughest one. You relax a little bit, get to the Final Four, and then in wrestling, you talk about the blood round. You know, you get through that round, and then it's like, okay, we're okay. Now, you got a match against Piper you referred to the third time you played him. You beat him by two at their place to start the season. Then you hit the buzzer beater on the ricochet after Anna Becker's missed shot at the foul line, and Maddie Gregg put in the game winner, and you won by one. I'm sure they were smarting after that. You know, and they were so close to knocking you off, ending your winning streak and so forth. But what can you take out of those two matchups going into this third one here in the first round of state?
I mean, the game's never over until that final whistle. You know, we can, whatever it takes, find a way to win. You had mentioned, Bill Self had mentioned that Elite Eight game is the toughest to play in. You know, he always says, like, at this point of the year, it's maybe not so much about you having to play your best to win, but can you make the other team play bad?
Yeah.
You know, what can we control in the game? There's so much we're not going to be able to control. What are some things that we control? Well, the things that we do well and practice every day. You know, like I said, going back to what I said, we don't have to go in and reinvent ourselves. We know our alignment and our assignment, what we're supposed to do, where we're supposed to do it, when we're supposed to do it, and then making sure we're all on the same page. And the gym's going to be fired up. Your kids are going to be amped up and ready to go. So, you know, I think you're going to see two teams play with a lot of heart, but the team that also plays with their mind is going to be successful as well.
What's the toughest part dealing with Piper? The McCallop sister is obviously a very good point guard, and then her sister, who's going to be playing at Cal commit, and she's very she can play inside or outside.
Yeah, they're probably the two quickest guards in the state, and you know, playing a tough schedule, playing them twice, you know, DeSoto and other teams, you know, in a midseason tournament throughout the league, prepare us for that. But trying to contain them, I mean, they're obviously good. They can score in bunches, inside and out. So containing them, but also not letting other players have a career night.
What will ultimately be your final message to the team before you go out today for the first round? Because obviously it could be the end of the season. It could be you move on to the state semifinals. I think we all get caught up as adults even and forget and take some things for granted that maybe you go back and look, hey, we need to enjoy the journey a little bit more.
Yeah. It's not going to – I think I'll tell them, you know, don't just try to get through it. Because then you're defensive, then you're passive. My talk will be, let's attack it, let's go after it, and we want to be the actors and make them have to react to us.
Coach, congrats on a great run. Best of luck today.
Thank you.
That's Matt Tinsley, head coach of the Seaman Lady Vikings. More pregame on the way. This is high school basketball, 5A state tournament action on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
And Wade Drewster with you from White Auditorium in Emporia, the home of the Emporia State University Hornets, but home to the Class 5A State Basketball Tournament. First round girls action today, first round boys action tomorrow, semifinals on Friday, and then the third place in championship games coming up on Saturday. St. Thomas Aquinas, who had won seven straight state championships until getting beat in the first round last year in the 5A state tournament. They're the eighth seed, the only one of the eight teams not rated at the end of the year, according to the KBCA. Well, as an eighth seed, they're now 16-7. They knocked off previously undefeated Hayes High, 51-48, to move on to the semis on Friday at 2 o'clock. They'll take on Spring Hill, who's now 20-3. Spring Hill was up 34-22 at halftime. May South had a 23-7 third quarter, led 45-41 at the end of three, scored the first seven of the fourth. So May South was up 11 in the fourth quarter. Spring Hill went on a 20-4 run to close out the game, win by five, and win 61-56 despite playing just six players. So Spring Hill and St. Thomas Aquinas will meet in a semifinal Friday at 2. The other semifinal will be at 6 o'clock. and it'll feature either Seaman or Piper versus either Andover or St. James Academy. Seaman 22-0, KC Piper 18-4, Andover 21-1. St. James Academy is 18-4. Andover, St. James Academy coming up later. Seaman and Piper ready to do battle for the third time this year. The first meeting went to Seaman by a final of 69-67. It was the first game of the year. It was the season opener for both these teams. And then they had a rematch just 15 days ago. And Seaman, their perfect season, was on the line. They were down one. Anna Becker brought the ball to the floor with 14 seconds to go, pulled the trigger from the foul line on a step-back jumper, missing with 6 seconds to go. The ball pinballed all the way around off of six or seven different players, never hit the floor. Maddie Gregg grabbed it out of midair and stuck it back up and in on the putback at the buzzer, beat the horn, and Seaman kept their perfect season alive, and Piper was left smarting, wondering what had happened, where it looked like they were going to win and break Seaman's long winning streak. Piper is 18-4, but their four losses are to Seaman by 2 and 1 point, the number 2 in the state, St. James Academy, by 6, and lost to number 9, DeSoto, by 2. They are 1-4 versus ranked teams. Their four losses are against DeSoto, St. James Academy, 2 against Seaman. Seaman, meanwhile, has won 28 games in a row. Last time they lost was February 20th of last year at Shawnee Heights. They start four seniors, only four seniors on the team and a junior. They have two state titles last year and back in 1991, making their 21st state appearance in school history, led by head coach Matt Tinsley, who heard from just a moment ago, in its eighth year, record of 139-43. The Lady Vikings making their third straight appearance in state, their sixth state appearance in 8 years under coach Tinsley, and of course the 5A defending state champions. They are 8-0 versus ranked teams this year. So you may say, 22-0, that's pretty impressive. Who'd you play? Well, you played in the United Kansas Conference. It's really difficult. You have ranked teams like Piper and DeSoto, St. James Academy, and Seaman ran the table at 16-0 and was 8-0 against ranked teams. So they're battle-tested. This should be a good one. Seaman outscoring the opposition by 25 points per game. Piper is outscoring the opposition by 26 points per game. The starting lineup is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Here are the starters. First for Seaman, head coach Matt Tinsley, assistant coaches Steve Alexander, Steve Darting, Aubrey Taylor, and Dan Ruda. It is Jason Stahlbaumer, a 5'8 senior guard, averaging 8 points, 3.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. Anna Becker, a 5'11 senior point guard, All-State All-Leaguer a year ago, averaging 16 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, 4 rebounds, all-time school's leading scorer, over 1,100 points, all-time assist leader, all-time steals leader here at Seaman. Kinley Wilhelms, a 5'8 senior forward, averaging 8 points and 7 rebounds. Maddie Gregg, a 5'10 junior guard, averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds, 2.5 assists, All-State All-League a year ago. She had 14 in the game winner, as we mentioned, 15 days ago in the win over Piper. Ava Esser rounds out the starting 5 and 6 foot senior forward, averaging 7.5 points and 8 rebounds per contest. The four seniors for Seaman have an overall record in their 4 years of 82-10, 3 state appearances, and 4 sub-state final games on top of all that. Piper comes in 18-4, 13-3 in UKC, and they're led by head coach James Stout in his 14th year at Piper. 8 conference titles, 6 state and 7 state appearances in his 14 years as head coach with Piper. It's the first time ever Piper's been to state as a Class 5A team. They finished 4th in 14, 3rd in 17 and 18, 2nd in 19, went to the Final Four in 20. COVID stopped all that. Adria Vallejo is a 5'3 senior guard, averaging 7 points a game. Abby Roth, a 5'10 senior forward, averaging 7 points a game. Grace McComb, a 5'10 senior guard, over 1,000 career points. She's committed to play Division I basketball at Cal. She's having 17 points, 5.5 steals, and 6 rebounds. The younger sister, Faith McCown, the 5'4 junior point guard, very quick and shifty, averaging 17 points, 4 assists, 4.5 steals. And rounding out the starting 5'10 sophomore forward, Briley Gerber, who's averaging 8.5 points and 9 rebounds a game, has given Seaman a few problems in the first two meetings of the season. Coach Stout of Piper led Republic County to an undefeated state championship back in 06. He led Liberal to a state title when he coached there. And he was assistant coach for Shawnee Heights boys state title team back in 2017. Matt Tinsley, head coach of the Vikings the last 8 years, including a state championship year ago. Seaman in the home white with the blue numerals and lettering outlined in the red. Piper in the road black with the purple pirate on the side and the white numerals and letters. It's Esser to jump against McCallop. The tip is controlled, and we're underway. Seaman has the ball moving from right to left on your radio dial. Hope you enjoy it on MSC Sports Radio Network and 96.9. The Pulse, man-to-man defense by the Lady Pirates. Maddie Gregg, the junior, gives it up to Wilhelm. Wilhelm facing beyond the three-point line. Diagonal pass to Becker. Becker, who was held in check against Cape and Mount Carmel in the sub-state finals on Friday, just had 9 points, 2 of 13 shooting, but Seaman won anyway. And now a pass inside intended for Esser. There's a bit of a shove, no foul called. Ends up being a turnover for Seaman. Seaman's averaging 59 points a game. They allow just 34. They commit just 11 turnovers a game. They average 17 assists, 10 steals, shooting 68% from the line, 45% from the floor, 33% from three. They made 133 threes this year. Here's Faith McCallop, hesitation dribble, pass to the back cutter, which is Vallejo on the baseline. Triple team out to Faith McCallop. He fakes the three, kicks it back into the corner to Vallejo, I should say, the 5'3 senior. Now here's Grace McCallop, screen set. Now pass back cut, and it is out of bounds. Last touch by Piper, so they turn the ball over on their first possession. Winner of this game will get the winner of Andover and St. James Academy, which is the final quarterfinal of the night, coming up later this evening at White Auditorium here in Emporia State at 8 o'clock. Seaman has beat Piper twice by a combined 3 points. So this is anything but easy, the 2-seed versus the 7-seed. You've already seen the 8-seed knock out the number 1-seed, Hayes High, who's undefeated. Becker, 3-pointer on the way, off to the left, and rebounded there by Gerber. Outlet to Faith McCallop. Seaman's got to get back. Pull-up J from 17. McCallop hits it. Faith McCallop, her and her older sister Grace are transfers of Bishop Miege. They won a state title a year ago, which was Miege's 25th overall. Wraparound pass, Greg, to Stahlbaumer. Here's Wilhelm, 2-0 in their early going in favor of Piper. Pull up Jay Wilhelm, baseline, left it short. Rebound, Esser. Esser spins, turns, fires it out front. Wide open, spot up three, Greg, back iron, no. And calling the rebound is Gerber. Here's Vallejo, wants to push it against Stahlbaumer. Vallejo, little stutter step, puts up the off-balance shot, does not go. Ball fought for, rebounded there by Wilhelm for Seaman. 2-0 in the early going. Piper with the lead. 6:10 to go, first quarter. Wilhelm looks for a back cut, nothing there. Bounce pass to Becker. She's picked up by Faith McCallop. Two outstanding players, Faith, a junior, Anna is a senior, is going to play D1 basketball next year at Drake. Underneath, great position, Esser turns, right-hand hook is good. Nice pass by Greg on the perimeter. Esser has her first two, and we're tied at two. Back the other way, Grace McCaw goes up, left the banker short. Greg comes away with the loose change. Outlet to Becker, she wants to run. Ahead of the pack is Stahlbaumer, she catches, puts up the layup, is good with the left hand. Great vision by Becker. Stahlbaumer with her first two, and it is 4-2. Seaman with the lead. Vallejo fakes the three. Now over to Grace McCallop. She steps back. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. Grace McCallop is going to play D1 basketball at Cal with a step-back three. And Piper's in front 5-4. First made three-pointer of the game for either team. In the near corner goes the Stahlbaumer. Coach Stout almost guarding her as he comes off onto the floor a little bit from the sideline on my left in front of the bench for Piper. Esser swings it to Stahlbaumer. She drives. Wraparound pass. And she's caught her steps in a travel. Second turnover for the Vikings. Piper comes in averaging 62 points a game. They give her just 37. Last year, they lost to Seaman both times by 24 and 21 points. Went 10-11 a year ago, but this year lost by 2 in the season opener home to Seaman and then lost at Seaman 15 days ago on a buzzer beater by Greg. This Piper team much better than last year. Plus, you add two outstanding players in the McCallop sisters transfer some Johnny Bishop in the age, and now the ball's knocked away. It's loose and a tie-up on the floor. And the possession arrow is in favor of the Pirates. Matt Tinsley, head coach for Seaman, encouraging his team, applauding the effort. 4:54 to go, first quarter, first round of 5A girls state tournament here from Emporia. 5-4, Piper with the lead. This game is a coin flip, and Grace McCallop had knocked away. Diving for it is Stahlbaumer, along with Bragg and Vallejo. Jump ball again, and this time the arrow points in favor of Seaman. Shawnee Mission South boys and Shawnee Mission Northwest boys won their first-round games down at Wichita to move on to the semifinals. Ottawa knocked off Atchison in Class 4A, 63-46. Ottawa, the one-seed, Atchison ends their year at 15-8. Dana could heard earlier today on sister station 93.7 Terre Country. Inside it goes. This is Gregg, and she bounces it right off her shin and out of bounds, trying to take it on a left-hand dribble baseline. That's the third turnover for the Lady Vikings. Centralia Lady Panthers. Troy Lady Trojans both winning earlier today. The Valley Falls boys winning as well from our area that we cover with MSC Sports Network. Here's Grace McCallop, spins against Becker. Good help there by Greg. Out front, Faith McCallop to Vallejo. Takes a pass left. Back to Faith McCallop. Stutter step, step back. 18-footer is short. Esser strong rebound. Underhand scoop to Becker. And now the Stahlbaumer. The lefty brings it up the floor. 1 of 4 senior starters for the Seaman team. Here's Greg. Steps into a three. Nobody picks her up. Greg makes them pay. Check that. That's Wilhelm that makes them pay. Wilhelm with the three, her 22nd of the year. 7-5, Seaman back in front by two. trying to answer. A college three, nothing but nylon from the far wing by Faith McCallop. She hits her first triple of the night. Her sister Grace hit one earlier, and it's 8-7 in favor of Piper. There is the college three-point line, and there's the high school three-point line. Here is Esser. Over to Stahlbaum on the near wing. Becker facing up. Turns up and under against Faith McCallop. Leaned in, and we got an offensive foul. Becker lowered the shoulder. Faith McCallop took the spill. And the offensive foul on Becker. Her first and the first foul of the ballgame. Called on the Lady Vikings with 3:34 to play in this first quarter. Glad you could tune in to State Basketball. 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned operated radio station in Topeka. As the Seaman Lady Vikings trying to go back-to-back state championships, trying to run it back. That's what's on their warm-up jerseys before every game. They almost went back-to-back in volleyball. Lost the state championship match out this line after winning state volleyball a year ago. It's Grace McCallop against Becker, both Division I signees. Becker's going to Drake. McCallop is going to Cal. Nice dish. Faith McCallop on a pick-and-roll to Gerber, who rolls to the bucket, gets the feed, and lays it in. And Piper leads 10-7. They say it's hard to beat a team three times in a year. Even tougher when you're playing a team that's ranked fifth in the state, and you beat them by 2-1, and it was a buzzer beater that got you the second win. Here is Ryan Miller into the ball game. She's shooting the ball well from the perimeter at 43%, 53% on the season overall. Here's Wilhelm, hit a three moments ago. Into the ball game is Allison Oakes, a junior, harassing Wilhelm. Wilhelm then lobs it to Miller, who catches against Vallejo. Driving baseline, Miller almost traveled. Now lobs it back out to Becker. No shot clock here at state. There was an optional shot clock throughout the season. Maybe it'll become a permanent thing down the line. We shall see. Here is Wilhelm being bumped by Oakes. No call. They let him play. Becker open. Baseline. Jay. Nothing but net. Becker hits her first bucket. And it's 10-9 in favor of Piker. Piper quickly down the floor to the trailer. Faith McCallum gives it to sister Grace. Grace drives against Becker. Puts it up. No. Rebound. Gerber on the weak side. She puts it up and in over Esser. Gerber could be the X factor. She has four, a sophomore at 5'10", and she's strong. 12-9. Piper with the lead, approaching 2 minutes to play first quarter. This 5A state quarterfinal from Emporia State University. The lob into Esser, and a foul from behind on Gerber, trying to knock it away. Well, if Seaman could get Gerber in foul trouble, that changes everything for Piper in regards to the size down low. So Gerber with her first personal foul on the Lady Pirates. 2 years ago, they went 15-7, lost in the sub-state semifinals to Seaman, and then Seaman lost in the sub-state final to Andover Central. 2 years ago, Seaman lost the first round of St. John's Academy, and last year winning it all. Here's a three, Gregg from the college line. Bingo! Maddie Gregg hits the triple, her 32nd of the year. We're tied at 12, minute 48 to go. Faith McCallop into the far corner to older sister Grace. Grace spins, what a move. Left-hand shot off the window is good. Wow, what a play by Grace McCallop. You can see why she can play at the next level. And now a steal by Faith McCallop on the inbound. And she'll back it out. 14-12. Fourth turnover for Seaman. Averages 11 turnovers a game. Here's Vallejo. Fakes the three. Guarded there by Beaton. Ball underhanded. Now down low to Gerber. Can't finish the bunny underneath. And then Gerber just got, no, they call a jump ball. Could Stindland run out of foul or a double dribble. Instead, jump ball between Gerber and Gregg. And the arrow points in favor of the Pirates. Esser comes out. Wilhelm back in. They've got Miller out there along with Kira Beaton, a sophomore and a junior. Miller's the junior, Beaton's a sophomore. Becker has one foul, called on the charge earlier. 14-12, Piper with the lead. We expect a close game. Faith McCallop, the college three straight away. Swish again. Faith McCallop has eight, her second three, and Piper leads 17-12. They've hit 3 3-pointers in this first quarter. Here's Ryan Miller. Play it out front. Gregg trying to thread the needle. Not a good idea. Picked off. They're trying to go to Wilhelm. Stolen by Faith McCallop. Faith. Little hesitation dribble, then misses the, off the backboard. Off balance, didn't really have any rhythm, and missed the layup try. Seaman has it. Under a minute to play, first quarter. Piper by five. Gregg's got to watch out for the Wolf. She's double-teamed near half-court. She's in trouble, and now throws the ball loose and out of bounds. Last touch by Piper. It'll stay with the Vikings. Coming in is Jada Stahlbaum, 5'8", senior guard, and going out will be Kara Beaton. Spring Hill only played six players in their win earlier over May South. Of course, Seaman beat May South in the championship a year ago, so we know we won't have a rematch of the finals this year. May South knocked out the first round earlier today, had an 11-point lead fourth quarter, couldn't hang on to it. Here's Stahlbaumer to Gregg. Grace McCall goes to a steal, comes up empty, and Gregg, a little floater, rattles it home from 12 in the lane. Gregg has five. 17-14, Piper. Piper has the ball, moving to my right. From north to south, as the gym sits here at Emporia State University, Becker trying to deny the pass to Grace McCallum, but she gets it from younger sister Faith. Grace has a half court back to Faith McCallum. 20 seconds on the clock. There is no shot clock, as we referenced earlier here at state competition. There was an option one throughout the year for any school across the state of Kansas. In front of the Seaman student section, far side, Faith McCallum. 7 seconds. Coach Stout yelling out signals to my left, the head coach of the Piper Pirates. Screen set by Gerber. Faith McCallum's pass deflected by Miller. Faith gets it back. Here's a jumper by Gerber. Good if it goes, and it's off the mark from 17 beyond the left elbow. At the end of one, it's Piper 17, and it's Seaman 14. This is high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse and Embassy Sports Radio Network. Back in 1 minute.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top-quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back, Wade Gershon with you. We start the second quarter. Piper and Seaman. Piper with a 3-point lead. And we have a turnover on Seaman. That is their fifth of the ball game. Second quarter starting lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. It's Grace and Faith McCallum out there, along with Abby Roth. Inside is Renea Hollenshed. Is a three rattled in again by Faith McCallum. That is her third three of this first half. She has 11, and it's 20-14 in favor of Piper. Also out there is Allison Oaks for Piper. It is Kara Beaton, Ava Esser, Maddie Gragg out there with Stahlbaumer and Becker. Starting five, or not the whole starting five, but that's the five to start second quarter for Seaman. With it is Beaton. Sophomore plays it out front to Gragg. 20-14. Piper with the lead. Stahlbaumer has left it to keep, backs it out near midcourt. Now to Becker. Becker trying to shake. Faith McCallum can't. Now to Stahlbaumer. They swing it right side. Beaton posting up is Gragg. Back to Beaton, open. Three-pointer. Top of the circle's on the way. Short. Rebound, Gragg gives it up to Esser. Esser, good position, puts it up high out the window for two. Esser with her first bucket of the second quarter. She has four, and it's 20-16. Piper by four. Faith McCallum fakes the three, steps in against Beaton. Man-to-man defense by Seaman. Open again, three-pointer on the way. McCallum this time misses. Rebound, Esser, big-time rebound against Hollenshed, and Hollenshed is called for the foul, her first, and the first foul of the second quarter on Piper, who only had one foul in the first quarter. Seaman only had one foul in that first quarter as well. Wilhelm back out there. Checking out is Caribbean. 20-16. Piper with the lead. A moment ago, the biggest lead, which was six before the bucket by Esser. Faith McCallum picks up Anna Becker at half court. Faith McCallum, a junior. Becker, a senior. Becker gets a screen from Esser. Pull up Jay from the elbow. Becker can't knock it down. Up high off the window and grabbing the rebound is Gerber. Here come the Piper Lady Pirates, leading by four. Grace McCallum knocked away, but a late whistle and a foul. Coach Timsley doesn't like that call. Gragg thought maybe she had picked the pocket of McCallum, but instead the official says there is a foul. And is on Gragg, her first, and the first team foul on the Lady Vikings in the second quarter. 6:14 to go, first half, 20-16 in favor of Piper. Third meeting of the year between these league rivals. Seaman won the first meeting by two, won the last meeting by one on a game-winner putback 15 days ago by Maddie Gragg at Seaman. Kick out, wide open. McCallum's been red hot. This one's short. Rebound, Stahlbaumer. Here come the Lady Vikes. Stahlbaumer pushing up the floor, drives around everybody, goes up, double clutches and scores! Stahlbaumer goes coast to coast. She has four, and it's 20-18, Piper. Faith McCallum across the timeline. Piper wants to go fast. Demon, right now, kind of matching up a little bit, almost like a matchup zone look here. Becker playing off, and now we'll go over and pick up Giuliana Benedetto, who comes off the bench, doesn't play a lot of minutes, just gives a little spark off the bench. Grace McCallop out to Roth, high arcing, three! Draws nothing but rain out of the rainbow, a pot of gold at the end of it for Roth, and that is the fourth three-pointer for Piper in this ball game. 23-18, Piper with the lead. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds, this is high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Reds have 15 of their 23 points beyond the arc. Three triples by Faith McAlp, one from Grace McAlp, and then one a moment ago by senior Abby Rock. Almost drew rain if she shot it so high. It was nothing but nylon. 23-18, Piper with the lead. Anna Becker at the foul line steps through a little Euro step. Misses, left it short, an air ball, out of bounds. The ball goes to Piper on the baseline. Well, Piper knows they can beat Seaman, even though they technically haven't. They know they can. It's just a matter of closing out the game in the fourth quarter in the final seconds in the season opener, and especially 15 days ago. So they have confidence from that last meeting, even though they lost. Here is Benedetto over the Faith McCallop, picked up there by Wilhelm. Seaman in man-to-man defense. Piper's been man-to-man all night long. Pull up Jay, left elbow off the screen, and the shot softly bounces in there for Grace McCallop. The screen by Gerber, seven for Grace McCallop, and it's 25-18. Piper with a seven-point lead. Seaman undefeated, 128 in a row. Stahlbaum puts her head down, drives baseline, double team, in some trouble, fires it out to Gragg. Gragg fakes the three, puts on the floor, down the lane, off-balance shot, no, but a foul whistled against Piper. Good, strong, aggressive take down the boulevard by Maddie Gragg, junior all-league all-stater a year ago. Foul is on Vallejo, that's her first. Auburn Meacham all-league a season ago. 25-18, Piper with the biggest lead of the night as Gragg is able to rattle in the first free throw. Maddie, an 80% foul shooter, leads the team in that department. Averaging 13 points, 2.5 assists, 4 rebounds a game. Hit her 32nd three of the year earlier in this game, and she rattles in both free throws. 25-20, Piper quickly down the floor. Benedetto, and she's called for steps. Just the second turnover for Piper. .425 to go in the second quarter. Seaman 8 of 14 from the floor. Piper 10 of 19. Both teams shooting over 50%. Becker gets a little separation. Faith McCallop skips it over to Gragg. Gragg, nice step back after the pump fake and swishes the three. Maddie Gragg has 10, her second triple of the night. And it's 25-23. Piper's lead shrunk to 2. Gerber goes by Esser. Wrap around into the corner. Benedetto passes. Swatted out of bounds with two hands by Becker into the Seaman bench to my right. Coming into the ball game is Roth. So a substitution being made by the Pirates. 25-23. Piper by 2. They led by 7 just a moment ago. Roth. Vallejo threw it. Almost threw it away. Becker got a finger on it, but regaining control is Grace McCallop. Out of Faith McCallop. Point guard wearing number 20. Going to work against Stahlbaumer. And then her pass, trying to go to Gerber, knocked away by Gragg. Becker comes away with it. The Seaman all-time assist, steal, and points leader in career totals in all those categories. Diagonal pass into the far corner, Wilhelm. Wilhelm looking inside for Esser. Bounce pass to Stahlbaumer, top of the circle. Gragg back cuts, clears out. Becker stops, pops, baseline off the dribble, bounces off a little bit short. And all alone for the rebound is Roth. Pass head knocked away and stolen by Wilhelm. Great anticipation. And then a foul on Roth. Well, Piper wants to push the ball and get it up the floor, but a little bit lackadaisical. And great anticipation by Wilhelm to jump in and knock the ball away and steal it. That's the third team foul on Piper in the second quarter. Five team fouls put you in a double bonus each quarter. Here's Becker. Come off screen from Esser. Look at pick and roll. Nothing there. Becker got by Faith McCallum. Now to Stahlbummer. Back to Becker. Becker, chest pass right side. Wilhelm puts it on the floor with a left-hand dribble into the lane. Stops. Up and under. Nothing to do. Now they're cutting Becker. Becker stops. Up balance. Baker is good. Right of the lane. Becker has four. And we are tied. A 7-0 run by the Lady Vikings. Vallejo plays it out front. Faith McCall from way downtown. Her three back iron. No. All alone for the rebound. It's Stahlbummer for the Lady Vikes. They have the ball. Stahlbummer drops it across the timeline from right to left. Between the rings. Now left wing it goes to Gregg. Errant pass picked up by Wilhelm near midcourt. Faith McCall trying to deny Becker. What a matchup that is. Two outstanding athletes. Becker taller. Posting up the shorter Faith McCall. Now Wilhelm. Couple of dribbles at the elbow. Looking for the back cut. Nothing doing. And now Wilhelm plays it out front. Between the rings, he goes to Stahlbummer, wearing the pink shoes. Left-hand dribble. Goes by Roth. Puts up the off-balance shot, and is hammered across the arm by Gerber, who rotated over with help defense, and Gerber just picked up her second. And that's a big development. Gerber averages 9 points, nine rebounds, has 4 points today, provides substantial size in the paint at 5'10". So Jada Stahlbummer to the line. She has 4 points. Free throw, back iron, no. So Hollinshed, a freshman, checking in. Gerber goes out. Vallejo is out. And in is Allison Oaks. Southpaw Stahlbummer, second free throw is good. Stahlbummer has five. And Seaman is in front. 26-25. Lady Vikes. Piper with the ball. 8-0 run by Seaman. Grace McCallop off the dribble. Pull up Jay. Air ball by a foot. Rebounded by Wilhelm. Here come the Vikings. Becker pushing up, behind the back dribble, between the legs, over to Wilhelm, wide open, three-pointer, back iron, no. Esser trying to keep alive, called for a foul, good bonked out by Hollinshed. Esser with her first foul, second team foul on Seaman with a minute 51 to play in the first half. Vikings 26, Piper 25, Piper led 25-18, and Seaman is on an 8-0 spurt. Seaman 10-18 from the floor. Piper now 10-21 at 48%. Piper's hit 5 3-pointers. Vikings have hit 3. 2 by Gregg, 1 by Wilhelm. Here's Faith McCall. Hesitation dribble brings it back into the corner. Now to Allison Oaks, the junior. Puts it on the floor to the foul line. Might have got away with steps. Roth, who had a 3-pointer earlier. She's a senior. Grace McCall from way downtown. 2 feet behind the college line. And she drills it. Pure as silk, the 3 from the D1 commit to Cal. And now we have an offensive foul on a push-off called on Becker, bringing up the floor far side, and Becker has 2 fouls, both offensive. So now what does Coach Tinsley do? He's not happy with the official, pleading his case to my right. 28-26, Piper with the lead. They've hit 6 3-pointers. That ended an 8-0 run, and now more importantly, Becker has 2 fouls. She stays out there guarding Grace McCallop. They lay off a Hollinshed. Grace McCallop then drives, spins, turns, steps through. Ball partially blocked there by Esser. Loose ball foul as Gregg came up with the pumpkin. And that might be on Hollinshed. That'd be quickly 2 on her. Yep, Hollinshed is a 5'11 freshman. He plays physical. That's her second personal. Piper has 19 kids on the roster overall this year. 3 seniors, 4 juniors, 7 sophomores, 5 freshmen. They're making a nice state appearance. First one ever in Class 5A. They start 3 seniors, a junior, and a sophomore. Shane Stout, the head coach, in his 14th year at Piper. 8 conference titles, 7 state appearances in his 14 years. Republic County is an undefeated state title back in 06. Went to state with Liberal when he coached there. He was assistant on the Shiny Heights Boys Championship team in 2017. So he has a winning pedigree, a championship pedigree, as has Matt Tinsley, coach of Seaman, who won it all last year in 5A. As their 5 team fouls, double bonus time. And Gregg hits the first. Gregg has 11 of the Vikings' 27. 80% foul shooter. Second one to tie the game is pure as silk. All knotted up at 28. Minutes ago, first half. Been a barn burner. We expected it. Close game. As it's been the first 2 times, the 3rd time looks like a repeat. And we're okay with that. Here's Grace McCallop against Becker. Becker playing with 2 fouls. Fires it over. Great find. Corner 3. Bouncing off by Roth. Rebound. Hollinshed underneath. Puts it up and in. Becker had to back off because she didn't want to pick up a 3rd. And that was smart by Anna Becker. Give up the two, but don't pick up your third in the first half. 35 seconds go before intermission. 30-28. Pirates with the lead, trying to pull off the mini upset. And here's Miller. Miller, good shooter from the perimeter. Plays it out front. Becker checks the clock. 22 on the Jumbotron above us. Becker picked up by Faith McCallum. Becker's going to be careful not to push off. She has two fouls, and that's a five count called on Becker. Great defense by Faith McCallum. She's forced Becker in a couple offensive fouls. Now that time, that's a five-second call. And that's unofficially six turnovers on the Lady Vikes. Faith McCallum with 11, Grace McCallum with 10. McCallum's sister's 21 of the Pirates' 30. Gragg leads away with 12 for Seaman. Faith McCallum hands it off. Grace McCallum, a three on the way, right side. The banker too strong. Esser, great grab of the rebound. To Becker, and Becker can't get off the shot at half court as Grace McCallum was all over her. That's the end of the first 16 minutes of play, and it is a barn burner as we expected. Piper, 30. Seaman, 28 at halftime. Stay tuned. We'll have our halftime festivities on the other side of this timeout. This is 5A State Basketball. Here on 96.9 The Pulse, says this is the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. We'll be back with you in 2.5 minutes from Emporia.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5555. 401 and let them solve your insurance problems, because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
And welcome back. We're at halftime of this girls 5A state quarterfinal between the undefeated Seaman Lady Vikings, winners of 28 in a row, number one team in 5A, defending 5A state champs, and they trail the Piper Lady Pirates at halftime 30-28. Piper led 17-14 at end of one, pushed that lead all the way up to 7 at 25-18. Seaman went on an 8-0 run, led 26-25, but Piper came back to respond. Lady Pirates have hit 6 3-pointers. They're 6 of 11 from 3, 12 of 26 from the 4 for 46%. Seaman out-rebounded Piper 13-9. Seaman had 8 assists, Piper 7. Piper with 5 turnovers, Seaman with 9 turnovers. Foul trouble, Anna Becker has 2 personal fouls. Riley Gerber and Renaya Hollenstedt each have 2, the 2 bigs for Piper. Offensively, Faith McCallum with 3 threes, 11 points. Older sister, senior Grace McCallum, 10 points and 2 threes. Abby Roth with a 3-pointer. Hollenstedt with a bucket off the bench. Bryda Gerber with 4 points. Piper did not attempt a free throw in that first half. Seaman, meanwhile, 10 of 18 from the floor for 56%, 3 of 7 for 3, 5 of 6 from the line. And they were led in that first half by Maddie Gregg with 12 points, including 2 threes, 4 of 4 from the line, 4 points to Ava Esser, 3 on a 3 by Kinley Wilhelm. Anna Becker has 4 points, and Jada Stahlbomber with 5 points, 1 of 2 from the line. Gregg and Esser lead the team with 4 rebounds. Peace leading rebounder for Piper's Gerber with 3. And Becker leads the team in assists for the Lady Vikes with 4. Grace McCoff has 3 dimes for Piper. Halftime, it is Piper 30, Seaman 28. This is State Basketball, 96.9 The Pulse. Back in 2 minutes. Thanks for tuning in to High School Basketball here on this wonderful evening in mid-March from Emporia.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have 2 convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
And along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gerstner with you on this Wednesday afternoon and now evening from Emporia State University at White Auditorium. Seaman trailing Piper at the break, 30-28 in this girls' Class 5A state quarterfinal. The winner of this game will play Friday at 6 o'clock against the winner of the next quarterfinal. Andover, the 3-seed, 21-1, taking on St. James Academy, the 60-18-4. The other semifinal for Friday at 2 o'clock is set. St. Thomas Aquinas, the only one of the 8 teams in this field that weren't ranked at the end of the year, according to the KBCA, but they won 7 straight championships until they lost the first round last year in overtime, and then eventually Seaman won the state title last year. St. Thomas Aquinas, the 8 seed, beat undefeated Hayes High, 51-48. Spring Hill, what a wild game it was as they knock off Maine South, 61-56. They led by 12 at halftime, then trailed by 11 in the fourth quarter, but Spring Hill rallies to score 20 of the last 24 points, a 20-4 run to win by 5 and send Maine South home. Maine South lost in the finals a year ago to Seaman, so we'll definitely have no rematch of a state title last year now into this year. In 6A boys basketball, Shawnee Mission South wins 49-48 over Mays. Shawnee Mission Northwest all over Mill Valley, 76-52. Derby and Olathe North going on as we speak at Wichita State, and Wichita Heights will take on Washburn Rural tonight at 8 o'clock. Class 4A boys, Ottawa undefeated, number one team in the state, beat Atchison 63-46. McPherson hit a buzzer beater to conclude overtime and squeaked by Baldwin 60-59. So Ottawa and McPherson semifinal boys in 4A out at Salina Friday at 2 o'clock. Rock Creek Abilene will meet tonight along with Andale and Pratt. Class 3A girls, Halstead winning 53-33 over Neodiche. They'll take on Colby, who blew out Osage City 57-31. Heston and Holcomb playing at 6 o'clock right now in Hutch. And then later tonight on 103.9 Kansas, our sister station, Silver Lake Lady Eagles taking on Girard, Silver Lake defending champions in 3A. Boys, Class 2A, Mound Ridge all over Pittsburgh Colgan 58-25. Valley Falls gets by Syracuse 58-54. So Valley Falls Mound Ridge will battle at 2 o'clock on Friday in Manhattan. Sterling blasted Chase County 58-23. El Saline Rossville will have that one for you coming up next here tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Rossville 16-7. El Saline 20-3. The winner will get Sterling Friday in the semis at 6 o'clock. Girls Class 1A Division 1, Centralia, no problem with St. John Hudson 50-27. And undefeated Panthers will move on to take on Troy, who's 22-1 as they got by Central Plains. A low scoring affair, 33-25. Girls Class 1A Division 2, Lynn, number 8 seed, showing the TVL power, beat the 1 seed South Haven, 51-39. Attica got by Buckland, 47-40. So Lynn, Attica at 2 o'clock on Friday in the semis. Leva Hodgman County playing as we speak out at Colby. And then Hanover Girls against Sharon Springs later tonight at 8 o'clock. And then tomorrow, Class 5A boys here from Emporia at Topeka Highland Park will take on Andover Central at 2, Shawnee Heights against Piper at 4, Cape and Mount Carmel versus Topeka West at 6, and then Andover and Bonner Springs will play at 8 tomorrow here from Emporia. Girls Class 6A tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Washburn Rural against Blue Valley North. Hayden Girls will be in action against Clay Center tomorrow at 6 o'clock out in Salina, and the Silver Lake boys will battle Lakin tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on 96.9, the Pulse out in Hutchison. As we get set to begin the second half of action, hope you enjoy it. With the basketball, Piper with it, 30-28. Piper with a two-point lead, see if they calm down and cool down. And we have a problem with the clock. The clock never got reset to 8 minutes, so nothing happened. There's no shot clock, so nothing really gained here. Piper dribbled the ball a little bit. And now a stoppage in play. Third quarter starting lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Starting five for Seaman, Jada Stahlbaumer, Anna Becker, Kenley Wilhelm, Ava Esser, all seniors, and Maddie Gregg, the junior, who led the team with 12 in the first half. For Piper, it's Avery Vallejo, Abby Roth, both seniors, Grace McAuliffe, a senior, Faith McAuliffe, a junior, and the sophomore, Briley Gerber. Foul trouble, Gerber with two, and Hollenshed with two. Becker has two for Seaman. Grace McAuliffe with 10. Faith McAuliffe 11. They combined at 5 of their team's 6 threes in the first half. Stahlbaumer had 5. Becker with 4. Wilhelm with 3 on a 3-pointer. Esser had 4. Gregg 4 for 4 from the line. 2 threes at 12 to lead the Vikes. Seaman in the home white with the blue numerals and lettering and blue trim. Numerals and lettering outlined in the red. Piper in the road black with the Piper Pirate in purple on the side of their shorts and the white numerals and lettering. So we've got the clock all taken care of. They say 8 seconds transpired, so 7 minutes, 52 seconds to play in the third quarter. Piper with the basketball. They will inbound it far side, straight across from us, right in front of the Seaman Viking student section. About an hour drive from Topeka here to Emporia. Piper boys will be in action tomorrow, as I mentioned earlier. So Piper has both teams here at State of Emporia. Here's Vallejo, picks up the dribble, underhands with the Roth. Piper moving to my left here in the second half. A little shake and bake, crossover, pull up Jay by McAuliffe is short. Ball tipped out, it's loose. Grace McAuliffe gets it. Out to Roth, power dribble. Vallejo fakes the three. Now splits two defenders, had it knocked away by Gregg. Coming away with his Esser. Ahead to Becker. Still in the lane on the right is Wilhelm. She catches, power dribble, and her shot swatted out of bounds on the baseline to our right by Grace McAuliffe. Glad you could tune in. As this is the Giant Communications JVN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. The inbounds to Wilhelm. Underhands at the Becker in the near corner. Out front, Stahlbaumer, lefty, sets up and fires the three. Back iron, no. Skying for the rebound. Cleaning the glass is Grace McAuliffe. The younger sister, Faith. What a dish to Gerber, running the lane down the floor, but missed the layup. Quickly ahead, the Vikings have it to my right. Drag underhands at the Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer fires it over to Becker. Becker, let's see what she can do. Plays it out front. Top of the circle it goes to Esser. They swing it left-hand side. Stahlbaumer, Wilhelm, hit a three in the first half. Becker calling for it. What a pass! And then Becker shot blocked, but a foul on Gerber, and that's her third. What a dish by Wilhelm. She had to thread the needle, and what really saved her on that pass was Becker is 5'11", and Faith McAuliffe is 5'4". McAuliffe's a couple inches taller. She probably deflects that. So the foul on Gerber, that's her third, and that's a huge development as the free throw is good by Anna Becker, who is a 71% foul shooter. She's the career leading scorer at Seaman, over 1,100 points, all-time assist leader, all-time steals leader, two-time UKC Player of the Year, Division I commitment to Drake next season, and she buries both free throws. And we are tied at 30 with 6:50 to play in the third quarter. McAlp now picked up by Wilhelm. Grace McAlp is guarded by Anna Becker. Faith McAlp plays it left. Vallejo gets the screen from Roth. Behind the back dribble, keeps it alive with the left hand. Being pressured there by Gregg. Low pass at the shins, but picked up by Grace McAlp. Between the leg dribble, can't get off the three. Good closeout by Becker. Now Roth drives against Esser and is absolutely rejected. Stopped at the apex by Esser. Here comes Stahlbomber. She is quick, goes all the way to the hoop, puts it up and in! She double-clubbed and scored, and she's asking the official, where's the foul? And that is a good question to ask. 32-30. Here's Faith McAlp. Vallejo trying to give Piper the lead. Her three, she switches it right to the key. Vallejo's first points of the game. That's a 7-8 three for Piper. And they're back in front, 33-32. Stahlbomber trying to answer, halfway down and out. Rebound, Wilhelm, and she's fouled. The three by Stahlbomber was halfway down, spit out the iron unkind here at White Auditorium, but Wilhelm had position, got the rebound, and was fouled. And that personal foul, check who that is, that's on Roth, that's her second. Second team foul on the Pirates, 33-32. Box set on out-of-bounds play. Becker lobs it to Gregg. They're looking for Becker. Gregg, it spins, goes right down the boulevard and lays it up and in with a little floater with the right. Gregg with 14, and it's 34-33. Demon. Gregg puts it the game winner against Piper 15 days ago to give them the league title over Piper by 1 point. Here's a floater. Air ball from the Bay Faith. McAlp saved by Vallejo, but it goes right under the arms of Becker. Becker always looking up down the floor, gives it up to Gregg. Pull up three in transition, rims out. And Hollenstedt with the rebound. As the freshman's in for Gerber, the sophomore is out with three personals. Faith McAlp left to the lane, bounce pass to Oakes. Oakes penetrates, gives it up to Hollenstedt. Hollenstedt against Esser, has nowhere to go, now flips it up with the left, and that's an air ball. Freshman showing a little inexperience there, forced it against Esser, the senior. Here's Wilhelm, brings up the floor, top of the circle. Becker always looking to back cut her defender. Becker, screen set by Wilhelm. Becker flips it out front to Stahlbomber. Stahlbomber finds a crease, exploits it, puts it up and in! Banks it in on the running drive left. Stahlbomber with nine. She's been very aggressive in this game. 36-33, Seaman. Faith McAlp in the corner. Grace McAlp trying to tie the game. The three bounces off, and then Stahlbomber comes away with the loose ball on the baseline. Pass ahead to Becker. Seaman wants to run. To my right, Becker cut off by Grace McAlp. Double team. Gives it up to Wilhelm. Skips it across. Gregg wide open. Hops into a three. Bingo! Timeout Piper! The Vikings with their biggest lead of the night, 39-33 on the triple in transition by Gregg. Her third three of the game. Time on the floor, back in 30 seconds. This is state basketball, 96-9, the Pulse.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gershner with you from White Auditorium at Emporia State University, home of the Hornets, but home to the 5A state basketball tournament. Boys games tomorrow. Today, girls first round games. Team of Lady Vikings on a 7-0 run. Maddie Gregg with a three in transition, has 17 points, 3 3-pointers. The only junior in the starting lineup, but she's been the one that starred today offensively. And Piper, after leading by as many as 7 in the first half, they now find themselves down 6, 4:23 to play third quarter. Vallejo launches the deep college three. That's an air ball. Rebounded underneath by Wilhelm. Here's Gregg. Ahead to Becker. Seaman running the floor well. Becker, nice pass to Esser. Leans in and scores. Esser with 6. As Seaman right now is beating Piper down the floor. 41-33. Faith McAlp whips it out to Vallejo. Now to Grace McAlp. Screen set by Vallejo. Grace drives, puts up the runner, misses on the baseline. Strong rebound by Esser, but then had it poked away by Grace McAlp. And a tie-up. Stahlbomber dies on the floor. And the arrow is in favor of the Lady Vikings. Seaman hasn't lost a game since February 20th of last year at Shawnee Heights. They've won 28 in a row, but two of their closest calls season opener. They won by two at Piper 15 days ago, won on a buzzer beater by Gregg to beat Piper at Seaman to clinch a league title, 48-47. That shot doesn't go in. That winning streak snap, perfect season, is gone. Here is Wilhelm. Hands it off to Gregg. Gregg spins, turns, slips, falls, and now tied up for a moment. And no, we got timeout. Timeout. Before the tie-up, tie-out called by Coach Tinsley. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 41-33, Seaman with the biggest lead of the day. 3:39 to go, third quarter, back in 1 minute. This is high school basketball for the 5A state tournament, 96-9 the Pulse.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthouse at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
After the timeout, team with the basketball. Becker drives baseline, no help, defense, and a knee. Oh, Becker missed the layup. Gets her own rebound, though. Goes up strong and finishes. Becker with eight. Team in an 11-0 run. They lead 43-33. Now off-balance shot rattles in for Grace McAuliffe, and she's fouled. That ends 11-0 run by the Lady Vikes. Gerber will check in. When Gerber picked up her third foul, it was 30-28. Since then, it's been Teeman plus 10. That's how important she is, and she's 5'10 sophomore. That foul is on Esser, her second. First team foul of the third quarter on Seaman. 3:18 to go in the third, 43-35. Vikings, free throw, swished by Grace McAuliffe, who has 13. 43-36, some full court pressure by Piper. Wilhelm out to Stahlbaumer, drives baseline, double clutches again, can't finish at the rim, ball tipped around, Gregg trying to come up with it, and does. Maddie, underhands it to Wilhelm, open, three-pointer in the corner, that one missed everything. Rebound by Oates, she wants to push it. Here come the Pirates, ahead to Faith McCall, filling the lane right side, goes right at the defense, Stahlbaumer, and that's a block on Jada. Her first, second team foul. Seaman shooting 52% from the floor, 16-31, and Piper suddenly shooting just 39%, 14-36. They've rushed some shots, they've taken some questionable shots. Not the best shot selection. They've lost their poise a little bit in this third quarter. It's a free throw up and good by Faith McAuliffe. She has 12, averages 17 a game. She's a junior. Her and Grace McAuliffe on that age team that won their fifth consecutive title a year ago in the 25th overall. And then transfer here to Piper. Faith McAuliffe makes both free throws. And it is 43-38. So Seaman was up 10, and now they're up 5. Here's Stahlbaumer. Drives, goes right at Gerber. Counted on a foul, and Gerber just picked up her fourth. A huge development. Stahlbaumer puts the Lady Vikes up 7, chance to make it 8. And on top of that, Gerber just picked up her fourth. Stahlbaumer's been so aggressive, going right at defenders, just quicker than everybody to the rim on her drive, particularly from the left side of the floor. She's a natural lefty. Threw it right at Gerber. Scored it. And now a chance for the three-point play, and she makes it. Fortuitous bounce off the heel, went back up high and through the netting. Gerber picks up her fourth, and it's 46-38 Seaman, and Gerber picks up her fourth at the 2:46 mark of the third. Pirate team not the same with Gerber on the bench. Grace McCall puts it up, forced it, misses on the banker. Rebound cleared there by Wilhelm. Seaman by 8, 46-38. Seaman trailed by 7 in the first half. Here's Becker. Spins, turns, double team, lost it, loose, and now she's tied up with Oaks. Jump ball and the arrow I believe will go to Piper. It is Becker, Stahlbaumer, Gregg, Wilhelm, and Essert for Seaman. Vallejo, Hollinshed, Oaks, Grace, and Faith McCallop for Piper. Grace McCallop over 1,000 points in her career. Going to play Division I ball at Cal next season. Hollinshed playing the high post as Seaman is playing man-to-man. Faith McCallop, they're playing off of Hollinshed. Faith puts up a wild scoop and misses. That's a force and rebounded by Gregg. Quickly ahead to Becker. No doubt Seaman's taking better shots. Gregg gives it to Wilhelm. She finds a crease, goes up, and left it short. Good challenge by Hollinshed. The ball loose on the floor. Vallejo gets it ahead to Faith McCallop. The ball loose. Faith spins, turns, and now has numbers. 3-on-1. Faith McCallop bumped from behind by Stahlbaumer. And the foul on Jada, her second. Third team foul on Seaman. That was a good foul. Good hustle by Stahlbaumer. It was a top hard foul, hard nose foul, and Faith McCallop with her momentum going forward to our left slid all the way almost into the standard on the baseline. Esser gets a breather. The three team fouls on both teams here in the third quarter. Inside Grace McCallop, her shot in the lane, no. The ball tipped out and Stahlbaumer comes away with it for the Lady Vikes. Stahlbaumer far side and it was last touched by Piper. Stahlbaumer leaning in with her shoulder. Vallejo was also bumping her with the lower body. No foul called. They let it play, and they say it was last touched by Piper. Early, if that's a regular season game, I think there's a foul there. Here's Becker, head in the corner to Ryan Miller. Miller out front. This is Wilhelm. Puts on the floor with the left. Out to Stahlbaumer. Jada goes baseline. Fires it in the near corner. Becker rises and fires for three. Short. Rebound Vallejo. Nice pass ahead to Faith McCall. Beats everybody down the floor, and she lays it up with the left and scores. Faith McCallop with 15. Piper needed that one. 46-40. Seaman by 6. And at 15 to go in the third quarter. Winner moves on state semifinals on Friday. Wilhelm in trouble in the backcourt. Passes tipped. Becker gets it. Got to watch for a 10 count. And we have a timeout. Coach Tinsley knew that they wouldn't get across in time. Good pressure defense by Piper. 46-40 Vikings back in 30 seconds to state basketball on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Piper led by as many as 7 in the first half, 25-18. Seaman erased that with an 8-0 run. Piper led by 2 at halftime. And then Bradley Gerber picked up her third foul, and then Seaman took full advantage of that and took a 10-point lead with her on the bench. And she picked up her fourth when she came back in earlier, late here in the third. A minute to go in the third quarter, 46-40 Seaman. Their biggest lead's been 10. Stahlbaumer has a talk of the circle. Coach Tinsley only has 2 timeouts to work with the rest of the way, 4 for Coach Stout and Piper. Miller has it in the far corner, lobs it for Gregg. Gregg catches against Grace McCullough, puts it up, had it poked away. Esser gets on the ricochet. Now Jada Stahlbaumer all the way to the cup, puts it up, banker, good! Jada Stahlbaumer is playing one of the best games of her life. She has been so aggressive, and Piper can't keep her out of the lane. Chance for the 3-point play, Stahlbaumer with 14. And that foul is on Vallejo, that's her second, 14 foul. Stahlbaumer 14, she is 9 in the quarter, she averages 8 a game. The senior wants to make sure that this is not her last game as a team and basketball player. Maddie Gregg at 17, Becker's been held to 8. Free throw, Stahlbaumer, back iron, no. Stahlbaumer 3 of 5 or 2 of 5 from the line. Back the other way, Grace McCall spins, turns, puts it out, open, 3-pointer, nope, Roth won't take it. Pump fake on Stahlbaumer, drives, right side of the lane. Nowhere to go with it. Good defense. Now Grace McCopp has it. Leans in against Becker. Puts it up. Left it short. Rebound. Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer has it. Looks up. Far sideline. Miller. Miller goes right at the defense and flips it up with the left and scores high off the window. The junior off the bench with her first 2. 50-40. Vikings match the biggest lead of the night. 10 seconds to go in the third. 3-pointer. McCallop near corner. Skims off the rim.
Rebound Miller, 4 on the clock. Lob ahead to Stahlbauer from Becker. Pull up Jay at the buzzer. Yes! It's Seaman. It's clicking on all cylinders. It's the Jada Stahlbauer show here in the third. She has 16, 11 in the third quarter. 11 of Seaman's 24 in the frame. And it's the Vikings by 12 at the end of three. 52-40. Back in 30 seconds, this is state basketball on 96.9, the Pulse, back in 30.
What they say, get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Quite the third quarter for the defending 5A state champs. Winners of 28 in a row. They outscored Piper 24-10 in that third frame after trailing by 2 at halftime. They lead by 12. Jada Stahlbauer, 16 points, 11 in the third quarter. Maddie Gragg had 17. Anna Becker with 8. Esther with 6. And Ryan Miller with a nice play high off the window with a drive to the hoop. Grace McAuliffe has 13. Faith McAuliffe 15 to lead Piper. Gerber stays on the bench with 4 fouls. That's their quality big. And that's this game's been completely changed when she got foul trouble. As the pass deflected, but Esser gets it. Stahlbauer open, a college three from the far wing, bouncing off. And then Becker could have been called for over the back. Rebound underneath Wilhelm. She had it, misses the bunny, and then tied up. And I beg your pardon, Gerber is in the game. I was going to say, when you're down 12 and your season's on the line, you just got to roll the dice. And if she fouls out, she fouls out. You hate to waste time on the bench. And then what if she would come in and play 8 minutes and not foul out? The jump ball and the arrow goes to Piper. Here's Faith McAuliffe. Drives, what a dish, but Gerber wasn't ready for it. Mishandles it. On the deck is Esser. Gets it to Becker. Turnover number 8 for Piper. Here's Wilhelm. Cross the timeline. Moving to our right. The white jerseys, blue numerals outlined in the red. Piper defending. Man to man. Stahlbauer lobs it to Becker. Open. Rise of fire for 3. Corner. Too strong. She hasn't had the touch from downtown tonight. Here's McAuliffe. Faith, one-on-one against Stahlbauer. Puts up the floater. Misses. Rebound Becker. 52-40. Seaman. Baseball pass ahead to Wilhelm. Wilhelm. Bounce pass to Esser. Leads it right to the cup, and she lays it in with the left. Esser has 8. 54-40. Back the other way. Grace McAuliffe throws it over the head of Gerber out of bounds. Coach Stout needs a timeout. His team is discombobulated right now. 6:51 to go, fourth quarter. It's all Seaman. 54-40. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Lineup on the fourth quarter, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Here's Beck on the inbound. Gets it to Stahlbauer. Stahlbauer far side. Has a person wide open, but throws a little too tall. Great one-handed catch. Wilhelm, and they leave her alone, and she dribbles it right in and scores for 2. Wilhelm with 5, and it's 56-40. Seaman at 3, short by Faith McAuliffe. Ball loose. Diving for it is Gragg. Becker lobs it ahead, and it's picked up by Grace McAuliffe, trying to go to Wilhelm. Turnover for Seaman there, 10. So it is Faith and Grace McAuliffe out there, along with Benedetto, as Grace McAuliffe banks it up and in, forces against Becker, 15 for Grace McAuliffe. Also out there is Oaks and Gerber. It is Stahlbauer, Esser, Becker, Wilhelm, and Gragg. As Stahlbauer drives to the hoop, and she's fouled across the arms by Benedetto. That's her first, and the First team foul of the fourth quarter. 56-42. Seaman with the lead. 6:06 to go in the fourth. Three timeouts remaining for Coach Stout and the Pirates. Two timeouts remaining, Coach Tinsley and the Vikings. Seaman shooting 51% from the floor. They have 11 turnovers. Nine turnovers for Seaman. Seaman basketball saying that there was not a foul in the act of shooting. Boy, it looked like it. So Seaman will throw it in instead of having two free throws for Stahlbaumer. That was on Benedetto, her first. Stahlbaumer plays it far side to Becker. Faith McAlp all over her. Becker handling it. The Drake commit and a foul called on Faith McAlp out front. That's her first and the second team foul on the Pirates. Third meeting of the year between Piper and Seaman. Piper went 13-3 in the UKC. Seaman undefeated 16-0. They're 22-0 overall. 28 wins in a row. Defending 5A champ. The number one team all year long in the rankings in Class 5A. Trying to run it back. They almost went back-to-back in volleyball. Lost in the championship this year after winning all year ago. Basketball trying to complete a perfect season and run it back. And now picking a pocket J to Stahlbaumer is Benedetto. Benedetto being chased by Wilhelm. Gives it up late. That was not a good decision. Faith McAlp gets it, though. Now to Benedetto. Seaman hustling and getting back. That's their 12th turnover of the night. That's their average on the season. And now turning the corner, putting up with left-hand layup is Grace McAlp. A rare defensive breakdown by the Vikings. And it's 56-44, Seaman with 5:23 to go fourth quarter. Pass ahead to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer has it far side. She goes baseline, wraparound pass, wide of Esser, and out of bounds. And Coach Tinsley says, calm down. We've got a 12-point lead. We don't have to rush anything. On top of that, there's no shot clock in postseason play either at the state tournament. Turnover number 13. Quickly ahead, this is Benedetto. Back to Faith McAlp. McAlp is fouled. Either Wilhelm or Stahlbaumer, take your pick. And the foul is on Stahlbaumer. That's her third. First team foul on the Lady Vikes in this fourth quarter. Faith McAlp, the trigger it in, gets it to older brother Grace, who's a senior. Faith is a junior. They set the screen. Faith wide open, three from the near corner. Back iron, no. Rebound, a battle for it. Gerber gets it, and she is mugged going up for the putback try. So Bradley Gerber, 5'10 sophomore, has been in foul trouble the whole second half, and the game really turned when she picked up her third foul and then went further south when she picked up her fourth with 2:46 to go in the third quarter. So that foul is on Gragg, her second team foul. Gerber's free throw misses left iron. Gerber's first trip to the line. Piper, they have made 7 threes tonight. Seaman has made 4. Faith McAlp, 3 triples. Grace McAlp, a couple. Ross hit a 3. Vallejo hit a 3. And a second free throw switch by Gerber. She now has 5. Averages 9 a game. And now a steal by Faith McAlp in the backcourt. Another turnover. Seaman, that's our 14th. Faith McAlp is in trouble. Gets it to Grace McAlp. Picked up there by Gregg. Spins. Nowhere to go. Ball tipped by Becker. Faith McAlp puts it on the floor. Euro step out front, Vallejo launches a 3 straight away, bounces off. Well, Esser, a strong rebound, and then going into Vallejo to tie her up. Jump ball, and the arrow will go to Seaman. 56-45. It should be pointed out, the game right before us tonight, Spring Hill was down 52-41 with about 5 minutes to go in the fourth, came back to win, went on a 20-4 run, and shocked Mays South, who Seaman beat in the championship a year ago. Here's Stahlbaumer, far sideline, lobs it ahead for Becker. Becker catches it, skips it across to Wilhelm. Wilhelm in the lane, now wisely backs it out to Stahlbaumer, and Seaman can play a little keep away. 4:28 to go, fourth quarter. Seaman 56, Piper 45. Third meeting of the year between the two teams. First two were decided by 3 points. Faith McAlp trying to come up with a steal. Becker comes away with it. She was just stronger with the ball that time. Faith McAlp trying to create some havoc, force some turnovers. They're desperate here. Seaman don't have to shoot the rest of the game if they want to, and they hold on to the ball. Now Stahlbaumer off bounds, flips and falls, took a shot to the head, no call, left it short of air ball. Grace McAlp ahead to Faith McAlp. She misses. The follow by Gerber is up and good, and just like that, it's a 9-point game, and a timeout is called. 56-47, 4 minutes to go. Seaman trying to hang on, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Team in leading 56-47. They led by 16 early in the fourth, 56-40. Piper on a 7-0 run. 56-47. Still 4 minutes to go. Seaman has 14 turnovers in this game. The average just under 12 per contact. Here's Stahlbaumer to the trailer, Wilhelm. Starting lineup for Seaman with the four seniors along with the junior, which is Gregg. The floater, Wilhelm, in and out in the lane. Rebounded by Gerber. Quickly ahead, Grace McCallop to fade. Crossover goes right by Becker. Lays it up and does not fall. Ball touched by Gerber. Saved by McCallop. Good hustle, but rebounded there up high by Esser. Here's Becker ahead to Wilhelm. Wilhelm backs it out in front of the Seaman bench. Might have got away with a carry. Skips it across to Stahlbaumer. Seaman moving to our right in the white uniforms. Piper defending man-to-man in the black with the Piper logo in purple on the side of their shorts. And now reach it foul. Faith McCallop between the rings. That is her second team foul, number three on Piper, with 3:17 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's been over a year, almost 13 months, since Seaman has lost a girls' basketball game. 23-2 a year ago, last loss February 20th at Shawnee Heights by 6. Two state titles, 91 and last year, trying to run it back. They are 3 wins away from doing that. Lob in to Becker in the backcourt. Becker knows that McCallop is chasing her. Becker now drives, goes all the way, was bumped by her own teammate, which was Gregg. Becker slips and falls on the baseline, rebound by Gerber. But Gregg become an extra defender for Piper inadvertently. And now nobody picks up Grace McCallop because Becker slipped and fell. The three missed by Grace McCallop. Rebound, Wilhelm had it, knocked away, and now a tie-up, or did somebody step on the line? It was Wilhelm on the line on the baseline. So it is Piper ball. Boy, I tell you, Piper had a golden opportunity. Becker slipped and fell as she ran into Gregg, putting up the running right-hander, was on the baseline trying to get up quickly. Grace McCallop, who she normally guards, was wide open for three in transition. Nobody picked her up. She missed a wide-open three. It would have cut it to six. Here's Faith McCallop. Bounce pass to Gerber. What a dish. And Gerber banks it up and in. And this Piper team way different with Gerber on the floor. 56-49, 2:45 to go. That clock doesn't go quick enough right now for Seaman Viking fans. Pass ahead far sideline to Becker. Seaman trying to go back-to-back. But in order to do that, they got to win today and then win two more. Want to move on to the semifinals, which will be on Friday at 6 o'clock. Becker, the Drake signee with a right-hand dribble, brings it over the near side in front of Coach Tinsley. Bounce pass, top of the key, it goes to Esser. They lay off of Esser. Gerber's got four fouls. If somehow Seaman could go right at her, pick up a fifth, that would change everything for a third time in this game. It changed when she got her third. It changed when she got her fourth. Wilhelm holds the ball above her head. 2:08 to go, fourth quarter. Seaman leading by three possessions, 56-49. Lob all the way out to Becker. Becker being bumped by Faith McCall. She slips and falls into the corner and goes to Wilhelm. Wilhelm puts on the floor baseline, steps in, nowhere to go with it, fires it all the way back out to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer guarded by Oakes. Seaman playing keep away, Piper not fouling. Becker has it, and now Faith McCall fouls Becker. Well, Seaman is able to run about 30 seconds off the clock. Coach Stout yelling out instructions to Faith McCallop, his junior point guard, to transfer from Yage along with older sister Grace. What a duo to bring in to your program. Two players averaging 17 a game. That's the 14th foul on the Pirates. The official will come over and check if it's 15 fouls, but it should be four. I've got four. And so maybe something with the crowd, too, that the official's talking about. So Coach Tinsley at half court, Coach Stout being talked to by one official. Seaman student section directly across from us. Piper student section to our left along with their band. And we have a stoppage in play. And somebody's talking to a few of the students in the student section. So that's why there was a stoppage in play. I don't know if something was said or what, but that's why we had a stoppage. So no timeout. Two timeouts remain for both teams. Vikings leading 56-49. Minute 46 to go in the state quarterfinal. Wilhelm trying to get it into Becker, and does. Just avoided going over and back. Wilhelm to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer goes baseline. Wraparound pass to Esser. Esser leans in. Misses the banker. Gets her own rebound. And then a foul is whistled on the Pirates. That's a 15th foul. And so the Vikings will shoot free throws. The final minute 37. If just tuning in, Piper, they hit Six threes in that first half. They've only hit one since. They were up 17-14, led 25-18 midway through the second. Senior won an 8-0 run, led 26-25 as their switch is a free throw. Piper led by two going into the third quarter, and then Gerber picked up her third personal, and Seaman took advantage of that, went on an 11-0 run, led 43-33. It was 46-38 when Gerber picked up her fourth with 2:46 to go in the third, and Seaman pushed the lead all up to 16 at 56-40, but Piper's battled back to cut it to eight. Second free throw by Esser. This one rolls off. So one out of two for Esser. And it is 57-49. Here's Grace McAuliffe over to Vallejo in the corner. Off the dribble, flips it back over to Grace McAuliffe between the legs. Step back, three-pointer over Becker. Switch! Grace McAuliffe hits the three. She has 20. That's her third three, and it's 57-52. A minute 20 to go. Here's Wilhelm. Excuse me, Greg. Ahead to Becker. Now back over to Stahlbaumer. 57-52. Seaman trying to hang on. Vallejo trying to draw a charge against Stahlbaumer. Wilhelm catches it. Backs it out. Once again, no shot clock in postseason play. These teams had shot clocks most of the year in the UKC. Now Stahlbaumer finally fouled there by Vallejo, her third. So 58.3 remaining in the fourth quarter. Seaman, defending champs, 57, Piper 52. Piper has four losses, all the state-ranked teams. A loss by two to Seaman, lost by one to Seaman, lost by six to number two St. James Academy. And they lost by two to DeSoto, so their losses are nothing to be ashamed of at all as Stahlbaumer swishes a free throw. Jada Stahlbaumer has been absolutely sensational tonight. She has 17 points, 11 in the third quarter. Second free throw off the back iron, no, rebounded by Gerber. He's 3-6 on the line, however. 58-52. Here is Vallejo. What a pass on the baseline. Oh, and Esser swats it away and gets her own rebound on the near side. She rejected Ross. What a play by Ava Esser. The human fly swatter not only blocked it, but kept it in play and went and grabbed the rejection. Unbelievable play by the 6-foot senior. Wearing that bulky knee brace on that left knee. Previous knee injury in her career, and holy cow, that was a heck of a play. 58-52. Ross had an open look. So Becker was fouled, and she hits the first free throw. She has nine. Foul was on Grace McAuliffe, her first. Becker's been held in check. 3 of 11 from the floor, but Stahlbaumer and Gragg had picked up the slack. Becker's second free throw rattles out, and then Esser trying to get the rebound, and she does! And then a foul is called. Ava Esser with gigantic effort plays for Seaman, and she'll go to the line for two. Foul on Grace McAuliffe, that's number two on her. Well, Esser, first it was a rejection, then she got the rebound of that rejection, and now gets the offensive rebound off of the missed free throw by Becker. 43 seconds to play, 59-52 in favor of Seaman. Esser, free throw bounced in. Esser with 10. 10 points, 11 rebounds. Ava Esser has a double-double. She plays well. This Seaman team is really tough to beat. He's their big inside. Bends the knee. Second free throw rolls off. One out of two for Ava. It's 60-52. Seaman with the lead. Grace McAuliffe picked up there by Becker, top of the key. An off-balance three by Grace McAuliffe. Missed everything. She's pleading for a foul, trying to get bailed out by the official. Doesn't get the call. Rebound of the air ball by Gragg, and she is quickly pushed and shoved and fouled. And that is the fifth foul on Briley Gerber, the sophomore. She should get a nice hand. She played well when she wasn't in foul trouble. She's tough to deal with inside. Seaman is 33 seconds away from win number 29 in a row. And more importantly, they are 33 seconds away from advancing to the state semifinals for the second straight year. And then would be two wins away from running it back. So Oaks will check in, replacing Gerber. Gerber's wondering how she got called for the fifth foul. If Gerber checks out, and coming in is Oaks. So Maddie Gragg to the line. She's an 80% foul shooter, and a timeout on the floor called by Coach Stout and the Pirates. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Huge thank you to our sponsors, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, South Grower State Bank, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthaus Agent, Atchison Auto Parts, Giant Communications, Bob Janitorial, Integrity Insurance, Next Tech, Rinkus Cattle Company and Wilson Tire, bringing you Seaman Lady Vikes basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse online, mscsports.net, and MSC Sports Radio app, which is free for you to download on your phone. This is the Giant Communications, the JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. St. Thomas Aquinas knocked off the one-seed Hayes earlier today, 51-48. They'd won seven straight state titles, so they got bounced in the first round a year ago. They knock off undefeated Hayes by three. They'll take on Spring Hill, who was down 11 midway through the fourth, rally to win by five. That's the first semifinal Friday at 2. And then the winner of this game will play either Andover or St. Jude's Academy in the semis Friday at 6. If Seaman hangs on the win, we'll have it for you right here on 96.9 The Pulse on Friday. So, to the line is Maddie Gragg, who's shooting 80% from the stripe. She has 3 three-pointers. She has not scored in the fourth quarter. She has 17 points. She hit the game winner at the buzzer beat Piper 15 days ago on February the 26th. 33 seconds remaining. Seaman by 8. Gragg free throw switch. Gragg now with 18. Ryan Miller will depart. Assuming Ryan Miller will check in, Esther will depart. 9-point game, and Gragg hits this 4-possession game, and that's probably all she wrote. Second free throw by the junior. That one too strong. First miss at the line for Maddie. 61-52. There's still a chance. Faith McAllop's three is short. Rebound. She gets it back, and she's fouled by Wilhelm on a 2-point try. So Wilhelm with the personal. That's just her first. Third team foul on Seaman. And then Esser will come back in for rebounding purposes after the first free throw by Faith McAllop. 61-52. Piper led by 7 midway through the second, and then Seaman went 11-0 run in the third, led by 10. And then they went on a 10-0 run to go up 56-40 early in the fourth. They've tried to hang on since. Faith McCallum switched the first, second free throw on the way, and that one also switched. She's an outstanding foul shooter, 4-for-4 from the line tonight. Junior has 17. Older sister Grace has 20. They have 37 of their team's 54. No surprise there. Two of the quickest guards in the state, according to head coach Matt Tinsley. And we talked to him in our pregame interview earlier tonight. So it is Miller out there along with Becker and Beaton, Wilhelm, and Gragg. So five guards on the floor right now for Seaman. 61-54, 26 seconds to play. They get it into Miller. Miller lobs it ahead, and she is fouled by either Oaks or Vallejo. Last year, Piper went 10-11. Lost in double overtime in sub-state to Shawnee Heights. And then you get Grace McAlpin and Faith McAlpin to join your team. And you go 18-4, 13-3 in the UKC, and two of those three league losses to Seaman by a combined 3 points. Ryan Miller free throw is on the way, and she switches it. Just 8 of 17 from the line this year. She has 3 points. Now, foul was on Roth, her third. Came in a double bonus, has been for a minute or two. 62-54. This to make it a 9-point lead, and Miller rolls that one in there. 63-54. Miller goes out. Esser back in for rebounding and defense. 63-54. Piper needs a three. A two does them no good. The Seaman should guard the 3-point line. Here's Grace McCopp. Step back over Becker. It's on the way. Bouncing off. Ball tipped and grabbed by Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer then is hit in the face and maybe even in the left eye. To try to shake it off, and 2 free throws back to my right. It's been a physical game. The officials have let them play. At state, you want to let them play, at least to an extent. Seaman shooting 48% from the floor. Piper just 35%. They've really struggled shooting the rock in the second half. They scored 30 in the first half, including 6 threes. They only made 1 three, actually 2 threes since then, and Stahlbaumer, the lefty, misses the free throw. 67% foul shooter. She has 17 points. Gragg has 18. Esser has a double-double, 10 points, 11 rebounds. Becker's been held to 9. Second free throw for Stahlbaumer is on the way, and the lefty hits that one. She now has 18, 64-54, 16 seconds to play. Faith McCalp runs it up the floor, left-hand dribble down the lane. Seaman needs a backup, not foul. Might have been partially blocked, and Wilhelm had it, fighting for his Grace McCallop, and then Gragg hits the deck, and hopefully she's okay. She got twisted awkwardly. Last thing you want to see is an injury at the very end of this game when it is basically over. Fouls on Grace McCallop, her third. 8.3 seconds remaining, and the Lady Vikes are going to move on to the state semifinals on Friday at 6 o'clock against either Andover or St. James Academy. Free throw, Gregg, good. She has 19. 65-54. Now the Vikings will clear the bench. Bryn Spencer, Ashton Ketron coming in along with Tara Beaton, along others, and Lydia Dreyer as the seniors check out of the ball game. Stahlbaumer and Wilhelm and Esser and Becker. Gregg, the only junior in the lineup, she's at the foul line, and she'll check out if she knocks down this free throw. Grace McCallop had a heck of a game. She ends with 20. 8.3 to go. Second free throw. Gregg rolls it in there. She has 20. Stahlbaumer has had a big game, as we talked about. Faith McCallop checks out. She ends the night with 17. And Stahlbaum with 21. Gregg with 20. 10 points, 11 rebounds for Esser. 7 seconds on the clock. 66-54 Vikings. After trailing by 7 in the first half, they win this by double digits, it appears. The three missed from the left side by Hope McCallop, a freshman. And the Lady Vikes of Seaman move on and keep their perfect season intact. Win number 29 in a row, and they move on to Friday semifinals at 6 o'clock. And they're one step closer to running it back. They now only need 2 wins to complete a perfect season and back-to-back championships. Your final score, Seaman 66, Piper 54. Seaman wins all 3 meetings against the Pirates. This one, not as close as the first two, as Seaman gets it done in the second half, led by Jada Stahlbaumer and Maddie Gregg, and don't forget Ava Esser as well. Back with our post-game show from Emporia after a 2.5-minute break. This is State Basketball on 96.9 The Pulse. We'll be back in a few.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Well, quite the third quarter tonight for the Seaman Lady Vikings, as Piper gave them all they could handle, especially in that first half. Piper made 6 3-pointers. 18 of the 30 points came from beyond the arc in that first half. Piper led 17-14. They led 25-18. Seaman responded. That championship pedigree went on an 8-0 run. But Piper would counter, and they took the lead going to the break 30-28. And then early in the third, Bradley Gerber, 5'10 sophomore, and I talked about how she is a difference maker. Even though she's not the leading scorer, she averages 9 rebounds, 9 points. And when she isn't on the floor, Piper becomes a much smaller team and not as big and physical. She picked up her third foul early in the third, and Seaman took full advantage of it, went on an 11-0 run to take a 33-32 deficit into a 43-33 lead. Then Gerber came back in, and Seaman cut it to 6, and then guess what happened? Gerber picked up her fourth foul with 2:46 to go, and what do you know? As soon as Gerber picked up her fourth and left, Seaman took full advantage again, this time a 10-0 run to lead 56-40 early in the fourth. But give Piper credit. They scratched and clawed, fought back, went on a 7-0 run, actually a 9-0 run, to make it 56-49 and make things a little bit more interesting for the Seaman faithful, who made them a little bit nervous. But Seaman makes enough plays down the stretch, gets enough stops, makes enough free throws, and they win the ball game by a final of 66-54. Seaman now 23-0. They have won 29 in a row. They win all three games this year against Piper, and they're led tonight by Maddie Gregg, who had 20, 7 of 8 from the line, hit 3 3-pointers, 12 over 20 in the first half. Jada Stahlbaumer, I thought, was sensational. So aggressive off the dribble and in transition. Jada Stahlbaumer, senior, at 18 points. She averages 8 a game. She had 13 in the second half, 11 in that 24-10 third quarter. She by herself outscored Piper in that third frame. Anna Becker was held to 9 points. Anna was just 3 of 11 from the floor, but she does other things like play defense and passes the ball so well, as she had 6 assists to lead a team in that category. Ava Esser, a double-double, 10 points, 11 rebounds, a huge block and rebound of that block shot, and then a couple of just really tough, tenacious offensive rebounds on missed free throws as well. Ryan Miller off the bench had 4 points. Kinley Wilhelm with 5 points, including a 3-pointer. As Seaman, for the game, she's 22 of 47 for 47%, 4 of 13. Check that, 4 of 14 from 3. Gregg was 3 of 5 from downtown. They were 18 of 26 on the line for 69%. Seaman out-rebounded Piper 40 to 30 and 10 to 9 on the offensive glass, 30 to 21 on the defensive boards. Seaman had 15 assists. Becker was 6. Kimmy Wilhelm with 3. Piper had 11 assists, led by Faith McAlpin with 5. Turnovers, Seaman had 14. Piper had 9. Both teams had 2 block shots. Both teams had 5 steals. Piper shot 20 of 59 from the floor. Shot 50% in the first quarter. But third quarter, they were 3 of 16. Fourth quarter, 5 of 17. So in the second half, Piper was only 8 of 33 from the floor. They finished 34%. 8 of 23 from three-point line. They had 6 threes and 11 tries in the first half. They were 2 of 12 from 3 in the second half. They were 6 of 7 from the line. They were led by Grace McAlpin, who had 20 points, the final game for the senior, the transfer from Bishop Liege. And then her younger sister, junior point guard Faith McAlpin, was 5 of 20 from the floor, 3 of 10 from 3, 4 of 4 from the line. She had 17 points and 5 assists, 3 steals. Bradley Gerber, battled that foul trouble, had 9 points and 8 rebounds in 23 minutes of action. Grace and Faith McAlpin played all 32 minutes for Piper. Abby Roth with a 3-pointer, a couple of rebounds. Avery Vallejo had 3 points on a 3-pointer and 4 rebounds in the ballgame. And Renaya Hollenshed had 2 points and a couple of rebounds off the bench for Piper. Ends their season at 18-5, making their first ever appearance in 5A state. They had made state 8 times prior in 4A. This is their first ever trip in 5A. They finished 4th in 14, 3rd in 17-18, runner-up in 19. Final four, and then stopped in 2020 due to COVID, of course. Jane Stout's going to have a good team again next year, but we'll certainly miss his seniors, including Grace McAlpin and Avery Vallejo, along with Abby Roth, as they were all starters for this basketball team. So they'll lose 3 starters, but Faith McAlpin, junior, Bradley Gerber, a sophomore, will be coming back next year, and that's who they'll build around. Shooting for Seaman as they improved to 23-0. Jada Stahlbaumer mentioned 18 points. She had 7 rebounds, 7 of 12 from the floor, 4 of 8 from the line. Anna Becker, 3 of 11 from the floor, 0 for 3 from 3, but 3 of 4 from the line, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, couple of steals, had 9 points. Wilhelm was just 2 of 9 from the floor, but had 3 assists to go for 5 points and 8 rebounds. Gragg had 20 points, 6 rebounds, a couple of assists. And Ava Esther, we mentioned, 10 points, 11 rebounds, 4 of 5 from the floor. She also had a couple of block shots. Ryan Miller, 4 points and a rebound and an assist. And Kara Beaton had a couple of rebounds off the bench for Seaman. Seaman for the game shoots 47%. And they win this one by 12, 66 to 54. They'll move on to the state semifinals. We'll take a look at the scores so far in the state. And a reminder, we have more basketball coming up here in just a little while on 96.9 The Pulse, as we'll send it to Justin Fluke out of Manhattan of Bramlage, as the Rossville boys will play two-way action, first round against El Saline. So we will take one final break, and then we'll be back with you with a look at the scores from around the state and look ahead to the state semis for Seaman coming up on Friday. Lady Vikes get the win. They're undefeated at 23-0. They won 29 in a row. They beat Piper today in a state quarter, 66-54. Back in a moment here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSD Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gerstner with you one final time for today at White Auditorium at Emporia State University. We'll be back with you coming up on Friday for the state semifinals as Seaman punches their ticket to the Final Four here in Class 5A for the second straight year. One step closer to running it back. They will take on the winner of Andover in St. James Academy. St. James Academy 18-4 and from the UKC. And Andover is 21-1. And Seaman beat St. James Academy by 13 earlier in the year. Back early in the season, they won 57-44. And I misspoke. They're not a member of the UKC, but Seaman did play them. So St. James Academy and Seaman met, and Seaman won by 13, 57, 44. So if St. James Academy wins, that would be a rematch of a game played earlier this season. Seaman now has gone 9-0 against ranked teams this year. Piper was ranked 5th in the state. So Andover, St. James Academy, final quarterfinal of the day here from Emporia. Winner of that will get the Lady Vikes on Friday at 6 o'clock. The other semifinal on Friday will be St. Thomas Aquinas, winners of 7 straight championships, till they got bounced in the first round last year. And then Seaman, of course, became the new champs. They knocked off the number one seed, undefeated Hayes High, who was 22-0. St. Thomas Aquinas squeaks by 51-48. They'll take on Spring Hill at 2 o'clock on Friday. Spring Hill now 20-3. They were down 11 midway through the fourth, rallied all the way back, and won by 5 on a 20-4 run to close that out. 6A boys, Shawnee Mission South wins by 1 over Mays, 49-48. Shawnee Mission Northwest over Mill Valley, 76-52. So Shawnee Mission South, Shawnee Mission Northwest will be a semifinal Friday at 2 o'clock. Derby, Olathe North, Wichita Heights, Washburn Rural are the other quarterfinals taking place yet today at Wichita State. Washburn Rural play coming up in about 30 minutes. Boys 4A, Ottawa number one seed. They knocked off Action 63-46. McPherson with a buzzer beater at the end of overtime to get by Baldwin 60-59. So Ottawa McPherson is semifinal in 4A out at Salina. And then Rock Creek up big on Abilene right now in the first half. Winner of that will take on the winner of Andale Pratt later tonight in Salina. Girls Class 3A coming up later tonight on 103.9 KNZ in about 30 minutes. Brandon Tapman with a call from Hutch. Silver Lake defending champs in 3A. The 4 seed 21-2 will take on the 5 seed Girard 21-2. Silver Lake beat Girard 50-48 in overtime in Burlington earlier this year, but Karis Dieter, their freshman, probably their second-best player, did not play due to the flu, so we'll see what impact she has now that she's healthy and ready to go down in Hutch. Winner of that game will play the winner of Heston Holcomb. That game wrapping up about now. Halstead won by 20 over Neodache. They'll play Colby, won by 26 over Osage City. That's the one of the girls' semifinals on Friday at 2 o'clock. Silver Lake wins. They'll play Friday at 6 o'clock. Boys Class 2A action. Mound Ridge wins over St. Mary's Colgan, 58-25. Valley Falls gets by Syracuse, 58-54. So Valley Falls, Mound Ridge at 2 o'clock on Friday on 93.7 Carrier Country. Sterling Boys, no problem with Chase County, 58-23. They'll play Rossville El Saline winner, which you'll hear coming up in just a little bit on 96.9 The Pulse. Good luck to the Bulldogs. making their first trip to states in 2011. So Trail Lady Panthers 24-0. They take care of St. John Hudson 50-27. Jake and Vaz with the call out in Dodge. They also had the call of Troy in a low-scoring affair. Troy knocked off Central Plains 33-25. So Centralia Troy will battle each other out at Dodge City in the semis at 2. The other quarterfinals today, Little River Colony, Creston, South Gray, and Quinter. Class 1A Division 2, Lynn Girls knock off the one seed South Haven 51-39. TBL showing their strength again. Lynn will play Attica at 2 on Friday. Attica won over Buckland 47-40. Hanover Girls play Wallace County later tonight, and Lebo playing Hodgman County. And then coming up tomorrow, 5A boys play here from Emporia Highland Park. Number 1 seed 22-0 battle Andover Central at 2. Shawnee Heights versus Piper at 4 o'clock. Wichita Cape and Mount Carmel defending champs 19-3 will take on Topeka West at 7 seed at 6 o'clock, and then Andover Bonner Springs at 8 o'clock. Class 6A girls tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It'll be Blue Valley North versus Washburn Rural. Girls Class 4A, Hayden versus Clay Center tomorrow at 6 o'clock in Salina. Boys Class 3A tomorrow night, Lake in the 2 against Silver Lake, the 7 right here on 96.9. The Pulse of pregame about 5:45 with Brandon from Hutch tomorrow night. Tip-off at 6. And then Girls Class 2A, Pittsburgh Cohen against Valley Heights on 103.9 tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And then tomorrow at 8 o'clock from Kansas State University at Bramlage, it'll be Chase County versus the Donovan West Girls. Frankfort Boys will play tomorrow against Central Plains on 92.1 KMZA at 4 o'clock. That's out at Dodge City. And out at Colby, the Axtell Boys will battle Central Christian of Hutchison on 92.1. Hanover Boys of 5 seed will take on Elira Christian in the top half of that bracket. For all those scores and more, go to mscsports.net or check out kasha.org. Well, Lady Vikings team and get it done yet again. They beat Piper the third time this year. They win by 12, 66-54. Led by Maddie Gregg with 20. Kata Stahlbomber with 18-11 in the third quarter when Seaman outscored Piper 24-10 in the third after trailing by 2 at the end of 2. They led by 12 at the end of 3, led by 16 early in the fourth. Had the lead cut down all the way to 7 at one point, but go on to win by 12. Ava Esser, a double-double, 10 points, 11 rebounds. Seaman 23-0. Move on to the semis on Friday. Piper ends their season 18-5, led by Grace McCall with 20 and Faith McCallop with 17. So, we appreciate you tuning in. High school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse. And if you crave more state basketball, well, then guess what? You're in luck. Justin Fluke with a call coming up in just a little bit. It's Rossville taking on El Saline in the final quarterfinal from Bramlage and 2A boys here tonight. This has been the Giant Communication, the JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. That Road to Glory continues in a little bit from Manhattan. Big thanks to MJ back in the studios. Thanks to our sponsors, Performance Tire and Auto, Stock Grower State Bank, Rockford Real Estate, Adjus and Auto Parts, Giant Communications, Bob's Janitorial, Integrity Insurance, Next Tech, Rinkus Cattle Company, and Wilson Tire. Your final score for the final time from White Auditorium here at Emporia State University. The Seaman Lady Vikes, number one team in the state, defending champs, win their 29th in a row. They knock off Piper 66-54. They move on to the semifinals on Friday. This is Wade Gersher. Say goodnight from Emporia State. Thanks for tuning in to state basketball on the only locally owned operated radio station in Topeka, 96.9 The Pulse. Good night, everybody.